This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Personal stories from people this morning. Here now to weigh in, Fox News contributor Dr. Mark Siegel, who is also a family friend of the Bushes. Thank you very much for coming in
this
morning.
Great to see you, Heather.
So you have some insight into her final days, like the last 2 days, what was going on.
So the day before yesterday, she had visitors. She was taking phone calls all day. She had Jim and Susie Baker visiting her. Jim Baker was, of course, President Bush 41's chief of staff and secretary of state. She drank a tumbler of bourbon. She enjoyed their visit. Yesterday, she was sitting with the former president all day, holding hands, and he was with her when she passed. She was strong and courageous till the end.
Truly remarkable. Now, the past year, some insight into some of the issues, health issues that she has been facing.
You know, so we tend to look at diseases like cancer as what people, you know, that's terminal. But there are other more chronic diseases that we need to talk about. And she had COPD, which was emphysema and chronic bronchitis, and she had heart failure. So she kept having recurrent visits to the hospital and to the ICU where she needed antibiotics, where she had trouble breathing, where she had to have oxygen. And a lot of that lung damage is not reversible. It's very progressive. So her last year of life involved a lot of hospitalizations while he was being hospitalized as well.
It's definitely tough for anyone. Such a tough decision to make. Now, that we've heard about this comfort care. We first reported it. She decided she wasn't going to go back to the hospital. She was instead going to stay at home, surrounded by her loved ones, obviously a better place to be.
Right.
Explain to people what comfort care is and how perhaps her decision can help others when they have to make this decision.
Well, comfort care refers to not aggressive care. In other words, you're not going to go on a ventilator. You're not going to go on a respirator. You're not going to have emergency CPR. They're not going to try to bring you back to an emergency. But it doesn't necessarily mean withdrawing food or medications or oxygen.
Bourbon or food.
Exactly. Yeah. She loved her bourbon, and she was on oxygen till the end. So I want people out there to know that it doesn't mean withdrawing all care, but it is something to be thinking about in your 90s. If you have a chronic condition, a progressive condition that isn't getting better, yes, you think about it with dementia or stroke or with cancer, but you should think about it also with more pervasive diseases. And so she becomes a role model for that now. She's a pioneer for something I'm dealing with every single day, which is patients are deciding, what is my quality of life? And it's a personal decision that should be made on a one-on-one basis. Nobody should tell you what to do, but as a patient, you should think, is this what I want?
Well, we have to go, but finally, just did it surprise you that she's become a role model in this way?
No, it doesn't.
Even in death?
No, because look at her. She was a role model for literacy. Yeah. She was a role model for HIV/AIDS, hugging AIDS victims. She was a role model for volunteerism. She was a women's advocate. She's been a force, a family person, family value. She's been a force throughout her whole life. And we should be very sad that she's gone.
All right. Dr. Siegel, thank you so much for joining us.
You know, he talks about hugging AIDS patients. You got to think about when she did that. That was at a time when AIDS was still trying to be understood by the public. And the mere contact with somebody with AIDS, you know, could be a huge issue. But not for Barbara Bush. She knew that love translated and, you know, trumped all of people's fears. And she did not hesitate to hug that patient. And what she did in terms of bringing to the forefront the discussion of quality of life and comfort care goes a long way. I can tell you personally, in our family, we experienced that with our mother, who passed away at the end of January. And the fact that my parents both made that decision without the influence of 9 children, if you can imagine 9 children that they bore, it can be quite confusing. So it was quite the gift that our parents gave to our family in making that decision, just as Barbara Bush did. But I like what Karl Rove had to say. He says, "Heaven, get ready for Barbara Bush." He said, "I met her when I was 22, and I never stopped wanting to impress her." She did say, "What happens in your house is more important than what happens in the White House. Think about that, huh? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Jim DeMint is coming up next at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's the way we roll, because we know that's the best way for all of America if we get back on track. And this is why we are admonishing everyone, we the people. That's where the power is, and all hands are required to be on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. With us right now is the president of the Heritage Foundation, former senator who served we the people from January the 3rd of 2005 to January the 2nd of 2013. Jim DeMint joins us now. Senator, an honor and pleasure to have you with us on the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, it's great to be back with you. Just one correction. I am the former president of the Heritage Foundation. Now I am the chairman of the Conservative Partnership, which is a great new group in Washington, continuing to build a conservative movement. So I'm glad to be with you, and I appreciate what you do every day.
Well, thank you. Before we get into, because there's so much to talk about, your meeting with Facebook, all things conservative, and what you're doing with this new organization and in your new office there, I want to get your feelings, your emotions about Barbara Bush and the passing of the former First Lady.
Well, I didn't know her as personally as I did her husband, but what a great family. She was a classy lady for so many years, such a great representative of America. And so, I mean, to me, she is an icon of what political representation should be. And certainly she played as much of a role on national politics for a while as the folks who were actually elected.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about Facebook. Certainly in the crosshairs these past couple of weeks with the revelations, and certainly the hearings there on the Hill with Mark Zuckerberg. But you made a decision, a couple of years ago to meet with Zuckerberg. Tell us about that.
Well, there was some controversy at the time, Bill. The folks have started to raise questions about screening out conservative content or slanting some of the headlines in their news report to appear to be negative about conservatives. So they were alarmed out there, and they invited about a dozen of nation's top conservative leaders to come out, and I was one who chose to come out there. So we had a meeting at their new headquarters, which is quite impressive.
Yeah.
And Mark was there, and I found him very genuine. I mean, he was honest that there was, at least it appeared to be honest, there was no corporate policy related to screening out information. And he pointed out, since he's got several billion users all over the world of all different political persuasions, that he could not afford for his company to begin to slant one way or another, because I mean, he's dealing with Muslims and Buddhists and communists and all kinds. I think he was genuine in that, but he did point out that there were a lot of intersections where information was going through human hands. And he freely admitted that practically everyone in Silicon Valley and that worked with them were very liberal, and that they had his hope and intent was that they could do more things mechanically with algorithms over time to take out that human content. And he committed to all of us that he would do everything he could through corporate policy to make sure that things were not being screened out because of any type of political position. Now, I don't know how deep that gets, and that's not what the hearing was about. The hearing was about them selling information, personal information of their users to, in this case, they were saying to political parties. But, Bill, one thing I'd like to point out is that this is something that's been going on for many years by almost all kinds of media outlets, that the information has been shared and sold. If you order something from one catalog, you're likely going to find your mailbox filled up with other catalogs because the first one sold your information. If you Google a product, and it's likely you'll see an ad the next day somewhere on your web that from that same product, because they're all selling this information. I think what's important in the future, and I definitely do not want government regulation, because anyone who really thinks government is going to be fairer to conservatives or Christians, or it's just not going to happen. What these companies like Facebook need to do is to be more transparent with how the information is being used, so that users always know that if they're using a site, and most of us use it freely, that information is going to be used in various ways. The other thing we have to make sure, and we need to keep the government out of the Internet as much as we possibly can, but the government does need to play a role to making sure that there is competition. And over time, if big companies like Facebook are not being fair or passing information along, then it will create a market for smaller companies, more innovative companies to come in and replace them. But the last thing we want right now is for government to try to figure out how to regulate Google and Facebook and all these other companies. Because if you want to see a good thing go really bad, let's just get the government involved with it.
You know, without a doubt. Well, Jim, you know, being a broadcaster, I mean, most of my life, we were, you know, regulated by the FCC. And I remember the days when the Federal Communications Commission was particularly interested in how much influence over the media and the communication that went out into the marketplace. You know, this is still a bit of the wild frontier, the whole Internet. And the power that Facebook and these other tech giants have over the marketplace, it is astounding. I mean, it's beyond anything that I grew up with, you know, in terms of, you know, broadcasting.
Look, there's no question about it. They're probably the biggest influencer of politics around the whole world. I mean, it's a dangerously close to being a monopoly of information. And so certainly we have to deal with that very carefully, but people have to understand that all media slant information. I mean, we know that whether it's CBS or NBC, Fox or MSNBC, and certainly you express an opinion on your show. And I know my role on Commerce Committee, I had to beat back the Democrats almost every year who wanted to regulate talk radio off the air, or, you know, use their rule of wanting to force you to offer time for opposing opinions, which would essentially close you down. But it does worry me that you have the huge monopoly on communication from folks like Facebook and Google. But then again, it's key for us, and it's a fair role of government to force companies to be transparent about how they deal with information. And then hopefully more and more competition will come along so that we can use social media sites that are more consistent with our points of view.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, no doubt that, thank God for talk radio that has given a platform for conservative points of view and expression. And I think we're right maybe to have some sort of comparative to Facebook that offers, you know, some fairness to the conservative viewpoint. We'll have to wait and see. More from Jim DeMint, the former senator, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside. Roaring like
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's 19 after the top of the hour. Our visit with the former senator and congressman, Jim DeMint, is with us, former president of the Heritage Foundation, and now with the now is the chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute. Jim, as we were talking about off the air, we really need to hear your voice and encouragement for conservative values. You know, people, Main Street America has been increasingly frustrated with electing people into office, and it's almost like we're sending the sheep to the wolves, and particularly what we're finding out here recently with Jim Comey and some of the revelations, it's like as if there's this, whether you want to call it the deep state, Comey refers to it as the ballast, you know, some sort of Templar society that's operating in the shadows here to operate our government away from its constitutional foundation.
Well, Bill, you're right. Everyone around the country asks what happens to people once they go to Washington. And I can tell you, as someone who's been there, been in the House and the Senate, is everything pushes against you. There is no benefit, no reward for being a conservative in the House and the Senate. Even your own party is likely to try to punish you on every turn, and that's what happens to a lot of the folks in the House Freedom Caucus. They can't even use the Republican call suite to do their fundraising. A lot of the Republican PACs, Paul Ryan PAC, is trying to knock them off in their primaries. And a lot of them aren't even allowed to offer their amendments. And if you try to change the status quo, Bill, the whole Washington establishment swamp is going to punish you.
Right.
And you have to decide very quickly once you get there, are you going to fight the system or are you going to go along? And if you fight the system, it's bigger than you are, and it's going to beat you down. And unless you can get millions of Americans behind you to stand with you, and get a coalition of people on the inside to fight with you, be your friends and supporters, you're not going to succeed or even survive. And the reason that I helped to start the Conservative Partnership Institute after I left Heritage, and a lot of the people who were at Heritage with me, who helped with the transition, who helped with all the policy work for Trump, and had done a lot of the work on the Hill, they came and helped us create this, to create a counter to the swamp, to create a benefit package for the people who are trying to do the right thing. And the partnership is the key word here, Bill. We're trying to really pull all together the groups, the grassroots, all the congressmen and senators and their staff, and get them to work closer together, to get together more. I mean, we've rented a large building right across from the Capitol, so staff and congressmen can come and convene and talk, develop consensus. And we've only been doing this about 9 months, but it's already shown great results. We're having training sessions for staff to help them learn the procedures so that they'll know how to get things done and know when the leadership's giving them a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, right.
When they say, so that's what we're doing. And already I feel like I've accomplished more than I have in many, many years.
Well, when you share that kind of knowledge and that experience with these incoming, you know, freshmen, you know, legislators who come in, you know, with all their ideology and thinking, okay, they have an idea of how it works or maybe how it's supposed to work, but they find out real quickly that there's a set paradigm. And if you want to play and be a part of the reindeer games, you got to go along to get along, don't you?
You do. And what I'm trying to get across to members who are frustrated is that our country's on an unsustainable course. I mean, this is not pretend anymore. I mean, I don't know if it's next month or next year, but it's not going to be long before we hit some kind of wall with our debt. And so we've got to change the status quo. But all of K Street, the lobbyists and the media, everyone is basically profiting from the status quo. So
exactly.
If we want to change something, we have to realize it's going to take a lot of political risk and unpleasantness. And a lot of the folks don't want any unpleasantness. So if we're going to go through that, if you try to be a solo act, you're dead.
Yeah, right.
You just And I know I've done that. It's just like painting a target on yourself and standing in front of a bunch of people with guns. But if you stand together and get congressmen and senators and staff and all the grassroots groups and the radio talk show hosts around the country, you've got a fighting chance to get in this battle with the swamp and actually do something. And so I'm doing a lot of work with the House and the Senate and working with folks in the Trump administration, help people get on the same page. And I'm kind of a trusted third party here. I think everyone knows I don't want anything. I'm just trying to build a movement and try to save the country. And it's a role I like to play. It's much more granular in a sense. I roll up my sleeves. I go work in the Capitol, and we're training staff and working with them. But I'm excited for the country to know more about this because as we started this conversation, we said everyone's frustrated. They work so hard to send people there, and it seems like most of them just become part of the swamp.
Exactly. Well, you know, you and I talked off the air about two fellow South Carolinians in their new book, Unified, which is powerful, and it's such a blessing, I believe, to the body politic for those who have ears to hear, and that is the story of, of Trey Gowdy and now the senator who replaced you as senator. And boy, what a blessing their book Unified has meant to all of us here.
Well, I hope a lot of folks will read it. It's an easy read. It's just a dialogue back and forth of those two. I had a chance to moderate an hour long segment with those two for C-SPAN a few weeks ago. It was so much fun. If you look at the book, just the cover is fun because they're making fun of each other, as they always do, about how they dress or their hair or their no hair. But you've got people who grew up in very different situations, one black, one white, who become best friends in one of the worst environments in the country.
Right.
And they're just a good example of how we can help heal our country and maybe improve the dysfunction in Washington. So I encourage everyone to read. It's called Unified. And I even read it in about one day. So
yeah,
I'm sure everyone can.
But like you say, it is such a blessing to see the diversity of these two. One, a businessman, Tim Scott. Trey Gowdy, of course, the arch prosecutor, who is just so good, and he's been such a blessing to all of us to simplify that which is can be so contentious and so confusing. As I shared with you, we're hoping to be talking to him in the coming weeks, is that I grieved for him a bit when he shared that, his frustration, but in a very intelligent sort of way, but he said that he felt like he didn't get much accomplished in his position as a congressman. And I thought, wow, that's his self-assessment on it. But I think that he did so much for us, but I can appreciate that, all of us want to feel at the end of the day that we're a bit productive, that we're moving the ball down the field, huh?
Yeah, no question about it.
And I sense his frustration that maybe he felt like, he felt that he was more accomplished as a prosecutor than as a legislator. But I think he was such a blessing to the people. And I think we're going to miss Trey Gowdy out of the legislature.
He's the kind of person we need. And when the system is running off people like that, we've got to ask a lot of questions. But I feel the same way. I've accomplished a lot more on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do a lot more to support the people on the inside. But we got to let good people. We just got to take care of them once they get there.
Jim, we got to close it up. We're out of time here real quick. Where can they go for more information regarding the Conservative Partnership Institute?
Well, conservativepartnership.com. I just Google it. I'm sure they'll sell your information to somebody.
You got it. Jim DeMint on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate it.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, the sad thing about that is that they only seem to get away with it, but the price you have to pay when it's time to pay up, like we had talked earlier from the book of Ecclesiastes, is because sin is not dealt with immediately. It becomes much more complicated. And this is our life experience, and we see this time and again, the truth of God playing out. Stephen Strang is back with us, author of the book God and Donald Trump, the CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine. I will say this, that in February, I was a bit disappointed because we were both in Nashville, and I think we were like passing ships in the night there, Stephen. I was trying, you know, to get you on the show, but boy, they had everybody grabbing you and pulling you in 50 different directions. So we missed the meeting face to face, and that was my big disappointment for Nashville at NRB this year.
Well, you're right. Everyone was pulling me in 50 directions, and I would have loved to have met you. So we'll have to do it at some point.
Yeah,
and I want to thank you for having me back on the show. That must mean that you thought it was at least a little bit interesting. I love talking about God and Donald Trump. And you may be interested, maybe your listeners are interested, that in the last week I've been on network television three times defending the president.
Right.
And I've never been on CNN and MSNBC before, so this is all kind of new to me. And they wanted to talk about Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this sort of narrative that the evangelicals are all going to turn their backs on Donald Trump because he's a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I don't approve of that at all. Of course, it's only alleged.
Right.
Whatever he did as a private citizen 10 years ago pales by comparison to John Kennedy and Bill Clinton in the White House, and the press ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, until the impeachment came up and for Bill Clinton, and then they couldn't. But with Kennedy, he got a free pass entirely. And I just said, you know, I don't approve of that behavior, but it ends up being his policies. And this is what I bring up in my book, God and Donald Trump. Although in the book, it is not really a defense of the president. It's just trying to explain to the reader how God's hand was on this election process and kind of what's going on in America. Mm-hmm. Actually, since then, I've become more vocal in my support of the president, especially doing all the media I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself on CNN saying that I believed that Donald Trump had accepted Christ.
Yes.
And in the book, I don't really say that. I quote people who do, but I do believe that. I only know it through other people. He never told me that himself when we talked, but I'm now working on a sequel to God and Donald Trump called Aftershock. And I'm hoping that I'll get an appointment with the president, and I may ask him that question when the time mm-hmm. comes.
Exactly. Well, that will be an answer that we can wait for. But that's what most people would suspect, that there has been a conversion of Donald Trump. You know, and there were probably some of those things in the past, things that he said a bit recklessly. As we all know, and we've gone through the experience and the process of being redeemed, it is a moment-by-moment process, and we find ourselves, like Paul saying, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do. And this is the Apostle Paul saying that, and that's something that we can all relate to, right?
And on my interviews, you know, because they were talking about a moral issue, I was able to say, look, the whole point of Christianity is that God is able to change lives through the power of the gospel. Mm-hmm. Allison Camerato from CNN said, well, what's changed with Donald Trump? I said, well, he's changed. I said, about 10 years ago, or maybe 15, he started watching Christian TV late at night. He started asking questions. And so it was an opportunity for me to, you know, really speak up for the Lord. I talked as much about Christianity and why Christians feel we should support him. And it's, you know, the policies are just so totally different between Donald Trump and what he stands for and the agenda he's trying to get through and what's happening on the left. But
without a
really,
doubt,
one of the reasons I wrote the book was because I felt nobody deals with the spiritual aspect. I mean, even in Christian circles, I mean, mm-hmm. as much as I respect Tony Perkins and, you know, that whole group, and I
right.
consider him a friend. You know, when they get together and talk politics, you know, like, who are we going to support?
Mm-hmm.
They never, nobody says, you know, who is God raising up? But in my book,
yeah.
God and Donald Trump, I quote a number of Christian leaders who, as far back as 2007, said they believed that God was raising up Donald Trump like a Cyrus and that he would be elected. And they were saying this even before he threw his hat in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I document this several times. And, you know, a lot of Christians don't even believe that kind of stuff. I do personally.
I do, too.
Because I come from that background. But
right.
I wanted to sort of inject this into the debate. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord's opened these doors, you know, just the last few days.
Yeah, well, you know, points well taken here, Stephen, and I agree with you. First of all, point one, and people of faith should understand this because God's very clear. He did say that he is the one that chooses leaders, okay? So that needs to be settled in the minds of people of faith, that Donald Trump was not chosen by the electorate. Yes, he was, you know, acknowledged and affirmed, but it was God out of nowhere. I mean, you got 17 competitors in the Republican Party alone, six from the Democratic side, vying for the Oval Office, one that was the absolute heir apparent. Seemingly on the surface, CNN, you mentioned, MSNBC said it was going to be a runaway, a landslide for Hillary Clinton. Unquestionable that she was going to be the first female president. They're still in shock to this day because they deny that God
by his grace and mercy, Stephen, saved this country. In a sense, we got a Nineveh moment that the people went before God. They sought his face, humbled themselves, prayed, asked for an answer, and God gave them an answer in the form of Donald Trump. Yes, he's of us. He's a human being, not a saint. So with him comes, I think, an incredible story of redemption, does it not?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And, we get it. We're Christians. We're born again. God has forgiven us. We know what God has forgiven us of. And, at least for me, and I assume with you, I'm grateful for it.
Absolutely.
But secular people, first of all, they don't understand the gospel. A lot of them don't think, their godless lifestyles are wrong. They just don't get it. They just don't get it. But I'll tell you one thing you mentioned about the heir apparent, Hillary Clinton. One of the things I said to Allison was, I said, look, this came down to a race between two people. The other candidate was, in my opinion, one of the most corrupt politicians ever to run for public office. And I said, we Christians who believe the Bible had no alternative. It was interesting to me that she did not defend Hillary. She didn't say, oh, Hillary's a wonderful person. Because I said, with the email scandals and she was talking about all these women that came forward with Trump. And I said, look, Hillary Clinton shamed the women that came forward with her husband. And listen, there was proof that stuff happened. Even paid, I think, $800,000 or $900,000 in a settlement to one of the women that went to court.
Paula
and
Jones.
It was interesting that Allison kind of didn't know what to say. So I really feel that the Lord, gave me wisdom, which I was really praying for. Because
yes, amen.
It's one thing to talk to someone like you who's so friendly and lets me talk and talk. It is another thing to go into the den of lions with people that we know. In fact, their whole narrative was that evangelicals are turning their back on Donald Trump because of Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we knew in the 1980s that businessman Donald Trump was a playboy. I said, this is not a new revelation.
Exactly.
And, we knew about the Access Hollywood tapes before we voted for him. One of them threw up some poll. Of course, I don't.
Stephen, we're going to have to hit a pause button real quick. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Stephen Strange with us, author of the book God and Donald Trump. This is Bill Martinez. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I'm in change. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Way Like Us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and independent just for you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Stephen Strang continues with us, CEO of Charisma Media, founder of Charisma Magazine, author of the book God and Donald Trump. You know, Stephen, you made a mention a moment ago about evangelicals who are heavily involved in politics. And I got to tell you, I've been struggling with this recently. When I came back on the radio, I'd been away from the microphone for about 30 years to be perfectly vulnerable with you and open. And I never thought I would get back behind the microphone. I'd been running radio stations and an advertising marketing company. And things happened in my life, and I felt like God was calling me back to really focus on issues of faith. And part of my interest is politics. And it's easy to get caught in this stuff, in the struggle, and I was dealing with it. But I got to tell you, what I heard from Billy Graham anecdotally was that he made a mention, you know, because somebody said, well, you've been around a lot of politicians and everything. And he says, you know, to be honest with you, he said, I wish I'd have spent more time in the Word of God than with politicians. And that resonated in my spirit in such a way. Because, as we say on this show, in pursuit of the truth, you know, God is truth. It's not going to be found in the Donald Trumps, the Hillary Clintons, the political geniuses, or the swamp, or anything like that. It's going to be found in God. So I have found myself realigning my North Star and compass to what I believe God had called me to do, and that is to focus more on the spiritual issues of life and finding the answers there. And knowing by experience the faithfulness of God and what he has done time and time again. And it's all because of that statement, being reminded, you know, by Billy Graham that if he had, you know, the regret he had was that he didn't spend more time in the Bible and less time with politicians.
Well, I agree with you. And, of course, Billy Graham is so respected. But, you know, toward the end of his life, he actually became more political because he actually endorsed George W. Bush in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, I'm so old now, I don't care if people criticize me. And then in North Carolina, I mean, of course, a lot of it was Franklin Graham, but they had this, you know, some kind of vote on transgender bathrooms or something like that.
And yes,
I mean,
right.
They went whole hog, you know, trying to use their influence in North Carolina where they're located. And Billy Graham spoke up about it, too. And, you know, here's the problem. God is God, and we, of course, enjoy the freedom to worship him as we see fit. And we're thankful for our values as Americans. But we've been losing those. You know, ever since World War II, there has been a steady erosion of our rights. And a lot of Christians have not spoken up. So, you know, consider North Korea. You know, God is God of North Korea, too.
Exactly.
You know, there are probably at least a few Christians in North Korea. But suppose America was, the communists were going to take over and say they're going to shut down all churches. I mean, you know, we have no choice but to speak up.
Mm.
And, you know, while thankfully it's not that extreme, but, you know, there's a measure of that that's happening. And I think a lot of Christians woke up. And, you know, what I say is that we, in fact, I said this a couple of times on the interviews. I said, millions of Christians felt the country was going in the wrong direction, and we prayed.
Yes,
we really prayed
exactly.
that God would do something, and he raised up someone we didn't expect and someone we didn't even like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that most evangelicals, at least at the you know in the leadership, were not for Donald Trump. And I document this in my book, God and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came down to a difference between him and Hillary Clinton, and also when he articulated to them in a very pivotal meeting, which I document in the book as well, it happened in June of 2016 with about 1,000 pastors from James Dobbs and on down. And they began, they saw that, you know, he had adopted our values and so forth. So
mm-hmm.
listen, there's one more thing I want to say about these interviews I had.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of media. The book is doing well. It's been on the bestseller list for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went on CNN, I kind of expected there to be an uptick in sales. We saw very little uptick. And we concluded it's because people who watch CNN are not interested in books on Trump or books on God.
Exactly.
And so we were talking about it as a staff, and I said, I want to be on with Bill Martinez. And I said, his audience will be much more friendly. So, you know, I think I've been told it's a good book. In fact, the other night, last week, I was invited to speak to the Trump Club of St. Johns County, Florida. And boy, these people were enthusiastic, and they weren't all Christians, but they were very enthusiastic about the things I was talking about. I sold out of books. You know, I did a little autograph signing at the end.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
And it was just great to get the feedback. And several people had came to hear me because they'd already read the book. And they said, oh, like one guy said, I hardly ever read, but when I got in your book, I couldn't put it down. So I don't say that to brag. I just say it's encouraged people that I really think it'd be worth their time to invest. I think they'll learn something. And also it'll kind of stabilize some of the things that we already believe to be true, because the book is very well documented, lots and lots of end notes. And thankfully, nobody's come forward and said, you blew it on this.
Right, exactly.
Or
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's withstanding scrutiny. But that's the thing about the truth. You don't have to apologize for the truth, do you?
That's exactly right. And I'm a journalist. And so, of course, I've learned that you have to be very, very careful. I vetted everything in the book.
Mm-hmm.
If I quoted James Dobson from something that was on his website, I went back to the ministry and said, look, this is what we're going to use. You know, I'd give them the exact, you know,
the context and whatever,
and a little bit before and after. And I said, tell me if it's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we tweaked a few little things that needed to be tweaked. But, you know, actually, with Allison, she threw up something about the press. And I said, hey, I'm a journalist, you know, I'm press too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I really appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to talk about God and Donald Trump. It's obviously something that I believe strongly in it. It's why I'm writing a sequel called Aftershock, which is really going to deal with the things that came after the earthquake of Donald Trump's election, because he has just done so much. But as you know, the mainstream media and the left just totally ignore it. even though he's keeping his promises like no other president that I know of.
Yeah, look what's happening to the country. I mean, unemployment, all-time low, home ownership on the rise, enthusiasm, national security, our presence, our positive presence internationally. The previous administration was bragging about what positive changes they made internationally. But I can tell you, even though there was some sensitivity, I'm not one to say that Barack Obama is Muslim. He certainly has some sensitivity toward the Muslim world, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, I would say he's Muslim-friendly.
Yes, well,
and I think because he grew up in it.
Exactly.
Went to, you know, a school for Muslim children, and so at least he has a romanticized version from his childhood, even though that, you know, he attended a Christian church, a very liberal Christian church for many, many years. You know, the interesting thing is that in Islam, if you're in Islam and you convert, you're an infidel, and they go out and kill you. And so I thought to myself, you know, I'm kind of surprised that the Muslim community is not rising up in arms that Barack Obama is not a good Muslim and he's converted to Christianity. You know, he says he's a Christian, and I take his word for it.
Right.
But he is also so far left, and frankly, the policies of the left, and this really has nothing to do with Republican and Democrat. You know, I was, on some of my interviews, I've said, as I'm saying now, that I was a Democrat here in Florida for, you know, 20 years, and I switched over finally over the abortion issue in the early 90s. But I'm no fan of the Republican Party, and we're finding out that in draining the swamp that the Republicans are just about as entrenched.
It's bipartisan, there's no doubt. There's bipartisan representation probably more in the swamp than it is than we'd like to see. My point about making the reference about Barack Obama is in terms of his Muslim sensitivity, is that in the 8 years that he was in the Oval Office, I never saw 50 Arab leaders, Muslim leaders, coming together to do a sword dance and honor him, but yet they do this for this billionaire white guy out of New York. So what does that what does that tell you in terms of his leadership position? And since then, all these other leaders across the country, they've joined, they've banded together to come against, you know, Russia and some of these other atrocities that have been happening around the world, which is quite encouraging. And the thing that you hear time and again, Stephen, is that welcome back, America. It's great to see your leadership back on the international stage.
That's right. And, you know, I'm careful not to bash Barack Obama. I was glad we had a black president, but he was in the right place at the right time. I mean, what has he accomplished in his whole life?
Right.
But he bought into this leftist agenda, so that meant that everybody that was left of center kind of loved him. He kind of acted like a celebrity. I mean, he was well-spoken. He knew how to carry himself. But he didn't, you know, when he says he changed America, yes, he changed America. He came out for same-sex marriage. You know, that is a huge change in America.
Right.
He became weak militarily and around the world. That's a huge change.
Yeah, so and accommodated the sale of baby parts.
Oh, yeah. We can go on and on and
Yes, exactly. Well, Stephen, we got to leave it right there, but I'll remind everybody, go to GodAndDonaldTrump.com and Amazon to get your hands on his book, and we look forward to the new book coming forward, too, okay?
Great. Thanks for the opportunity. God bless.
You got it. God bless. Appreciate it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers,